The House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee wants all British Overseas Territories, or OTs, including those in the Caribbean, to legitimize same-sex marriages. This is contained in a 44-page document titled Global Britain and the British Overseas Territories, Resetting the Relationship. The committee says it is time for all OTs to legalize same-sex marriage and for the UK government to do more than simply support it in principle. It says it must be prepared to step in, as it did in 2001, when an ordering council decriminalized homosexuality in OTs that had refused to do so. The government should set a date by which it expects all OTs to have legalized same-sex marriage. If that deadline is not met, the government should intervene through legislation or an ordering council. The overseas territories in the Caribbean include Montserrat, the British Virgin Islands, Anguilla, Bermuda, Turks and Caicos Islands, and the Cayman Islands. In the report, the committee is also calling on the British government to urgently address concerns in the territories about the issue of citizenship by descent and anomalies in the British Nationality Act that have taken too long to resolve. The committee says belongership and its equivalents are wrong, noting that while we recognize that the OTs are small communities with unique cultural identities, we do not accept that there is any justification to deny legally resident British Overseas Territory and UK citizens the right to vote and to hold elected office. It says that this elevates one group of British people over another and risks undermining the ties that bind the UK and the OTs together in one global British family. It suggests that London should initiate a consultation with the elected governments of the OTs and work with them to agree on a plan to ensure that there is a pathway for all resident UK and British Overseas Territory citizens to be able to vote and hold elected office in any territory. This report is not going down well in some quarters, as we've been hearing from Bermuda.
No need to panic. That's the advice from the political commentator Cordell Riley in reaction to that controversial report from the UK's Foreign Affairs Committee. The committee, which is an arm of the British Parliament, had recommended that all British citizens living in an overseas territory be allowed the right to vote and to run for office. That recommendation has since prompted calls for independence should the UK government give it serious consideration. Speaking to Tarai Trott, Mr. Riley also criticized the committee for ignoring history.
Well, first of all, it's the Foreign Affairs Committee. So this is the committee that gives oversight to the Foreign Affairs Office. So in other words, an advisory capacity. So these are recommendations. I think my personal view that the recommendations are rather retrograde. Goes back to the 70s when that actually was the place where that you can come and work in Bermuda for 3 years and you had the right to vote. Now, if you go back into our history, you'll see that there was a policy and policy and policy to bring whites in to displace blacks, going, I think, as late as the 1960s. And they will be then given the right to vote. And then, of course, that's what sort of kept Bermudians or from black Bermudians from taking hold of the government for years. So I think, it's a really retrograde step. The British have always respected the fact that we're a tiny island. So I don't know if this idea is actually going to have any legs because, it's a recommendation and it has to be debated and accepted by the Foreign Commonwealth Committee. So I don't think this is really going to fly.
Political commentator in Bermuda, Cordell Riley. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.